The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Josh Blake of KNEI Radio in Waukon and Steve Woodhouse of the Pella Chronicle and Knoxville Journal-Express. The first question will come from KNEI's Josh.
Hey, greetings, Senator. And it's warm and, 46 here in Waukon today, so that's all nice.
Well, I'd rather have it be 50 or 60.
But when I got up
at 4 o'clock this morning to run, it was only 46 here too. So 48 hours ago, I wore shorts, and today I had to put on my long britches.
Exactly. Well, my first question here, Senator, in the news recently, last couple of days, a couple of hostages were mistakenly killed in Pakistan. President says, he feels sorry about it. What's going to be done to prevent this sort of thing? And, does this add on to, some of the things that have been going on, like Benghazi?
No, I don't think so. I think you found when a sheik, and I forget the name, but was an American citizen. He was in Yemen when we took him out as a terrorist. We took out his son as well, who was an American citizen and not considered a terrorist. And it's just one of the things that is a kind of attribute of warfare. Sometimes innocent people get killed, not 30,000 people. Like in Dresden, Germany, when the British were bombing in World War II, but in this instance, one or two. But there were also some people that should have been eliminated, and they were eliminated. So it wasn't a case of total disaster of innocent people or people that shouldn't have been targeted being targeted.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, my question is on the deal with Iran. What role is how involved is the Senate going to be in any final decisions? Are you going to be able to live up to your constitutional standards, or is going to be able to make the deal himself?
Under a bill will pass next week, and the president said he would sign it. It has to be submitted to Congress for 30-day review. And then if we disapprove of it, we would pass a resolution of disapproval. If the president vetoed the resolution of disapproval, we would have to have two-thirds vote to override his veto. And if we did, then presumably it wouldn't go into effect. But it is an agreement. It's not a treaty that comes just before the United States Senate. And I don't agree that it's not a treaty, but, you can have an agreement, and they're just agreements, and they can be violated anytime somebody wants to violate them. And this is an agreement just between the United States and Iran. It's between the United States and European countries and Iran. I may have said Japan. I meant Iran. And so it's just the good faith allegiance of all of these countries to it, of whether or not it'll be violated. And obviously, if it's of some value, I hope it won't be violated and ignored by countries, but it's not quite the same as a treaty. And then other than that, I guess I'm skeptical about whether Iran will keep its word anyway, because so many times in the last 10 years, they said they were going to do something after negotiations, and they didn't do them. So you can put me down for skeptical. You can also put me down with the hope that I'm wrong.
All right, Senator. I'm going to call them ISIS. I know some like to call them ISIL, but I'm going to call them ISIS. Mexico border, there's been conflicting information. There's training camp. Is there? There's not. What do we know?
Well, I've heard the same report you have, and I haven't run it down, so I can't add much to it. But if that is true, it's all the more reason that we got to control the border to a greater extent than we do. Secure the border. And that also brings up another point. that when we talk about securing the border, it's most often considered to be directed just at undocumented workers coming in. But this is one example, along with drugs and other things that come across the border. But in regard to terrorists, it's also a national security interest. And the federal government's responsibility to make sure we don't get terrorists in the United States is pretty well unquestioned. And we got to make sure that that doesn't happen again. So it's all the more reason to secure the border. And if the national security of the United States was at stake, and this would imply that it is to a greater extent than thought before, it would also be a legitimacy for putting the military on the border.
Turning things back domestically, or keeping it there, I guess, when you're talking about the border, Loretta Lynch's vote, where do you stand on her these days?
I just cast my vote, and I assume that she got approved in the low 50s to something else. Out of 99 people that are here today, and maybe all 100 people are here. My staff informs me the final vote was 56 to 43, so that would be 46 Democrats and 9 Republicans. I voted no. And you can go to my website and read a speech I gave about an hour ago on that very subject, so you'll kind of know my thinking behind my no vote.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of go back to the, the ISIS thing. Minnesota being so close to Iowa, recently there was some folks that were arrested or whatever. I think there were maybe Somalis, I'm not sure, but anyway, they were involved with ISIS somehow, or they had ties. What can you tell us about what's maybe going to be done Homeland Security-wise on trying to eliminate that.
Yeah, I think it's all a matter of making sure we got enough personnel to track them down. And the way we've been tracking them down, almost a report every week along that line, indicates to me that probably we're doing a pretty good job. We've had two instances, the Boston Marathon and the Fort Hood instance, it could be 75 or 80. A couple weeks ago, the numbers was 65 to 70 potential terrorist attacks in the United States that all but two of them were intervened in. So that hopefully, with the passage of various laws, and the most important one was that the CIA and FBI could communicate. Prior to that, they couldn't communicate to each other. In other words, CIA was foreign, FBI was domestic. So at this point, since 2001, it's been that they communicate, and it seems to me like they're doing pretty good. The only thing you got to remember is terrorists only have to be right 1 out of 100 times, and they're going to do considerable damage. And we've got to be right 100% of the time, or there's a lot of damage.
And I also want to ask you, on that vein, the renewal of the Patriot Act, where do you stand on that these days?
Well, I'm in the process of negotiating, and not really in-depth negotiating. We did have that going on for about a month prior to 10 days ago. Both Democrat and Republican senators sitting down with people of the House Appropriations Committee or House Judiciary Committee, both Republicans and Democrats. In the end, I decided I did not want to join that effort. And I needed more time to consult with our intelligence committees, and we're in the process of doing that because there's joint jurisdiction between the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee. So we're in that process right now. There is a bill put in by the leader of the Senate to extend existing law. I think it's questionable whether or not that can get the votes to pass, but that's the only bill that's been introduced. The House Judiciary Committee was going to introduce their bill this week, but it seems like it's being held back. Thank you, Josh and Steve, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.